Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting second. The right fielder, Joe LaHood. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ken Harrelson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Reggie Smith. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Rico Petrocelli. Batting seventh. The third baseman, George Scott. Batting eighth. The catcher, Elston Howard. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Culp. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ray Culp. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Wayne Cozzi. Batting third. The right fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry McNerney. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. And now, play ball. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cozzi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball four. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Yastrzemski moves to third. Harrelson moves to second. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is walked intentionally. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio takes first base on ball four. Wayne Cozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Howard and he is out, Andrews applying the tag. One out. Wayne Cozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cozzi strikes out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner takes first base on ball four. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wagner. The throw from Howard and he is safe. Wagner steals second. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a pop-up towards short. Petrocelli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard takes first base on ball four. Scott moves to second. Ray Culp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culp is hit by the pitch. Scott moves to third. Howard moves to second. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 1 in the game. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to second for the out. Scott scores. Howard moves to third. One out. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood is 0-for-1 in the game. LaHood strikes out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Andrews moves to second. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Howard scores. Andrews scores. Yastrzemski moves to second. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry, who is chasing the ball. Smith reaches third base with a triple. Yastrzemski scores. Harrelson goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0-for-1 in the game. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Smith scores. It's 6-0, Red Sox. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Scott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis strikes out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Danny Lazar now pitching. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Culp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culp is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Culp strikes out. Two outs. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Danny Lazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazar is called out on strikes. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-1 in the game. Causey takes first base on ball 4. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wagner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Causey moves to second. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first, with Culp covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe LaHute is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHute is 0 for 2 in the game. LaHute hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis strikes out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 0 for 1 in the game. McNerney hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McCraw moves to second. Gary Peters pinch hits for Danny Lazar. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McCraw scores. There goes McNerney trying to get to third. LaHute throws the ball into Scott, who tags McNerney for the out. It's 6-1, Red Sox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don McMahon now pitching. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Howard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ray Culp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culp is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Culp strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio strikes out. Howard drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Aparicio out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Causey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wagner hits a fly ball into right field. LaHude settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Andrews strikes out. Joe LaHude is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHude is 0-for-3 in the game. LaHude hits a fly ball into right field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Andrews moves to second. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Harrelson strikes out. 2 outs. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Andrews moves to third. Yastrzemski moves to second. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Petrocelli hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. McCraw is called out on strikes. 1 out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Howard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ray Culp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culp is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Culp hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McMahon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McNerney hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sandy Alomar pinch hits for Don McMahon. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McNerney moves to second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Aparicio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McNerney moves to third. Alomar moves to second. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Causey hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wagner takes first base on ball 4. McNerney scores. Alomar moves to third. Aparicio moves to second. It's 6-2, Red Sox. Bill Landis now pitching. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 3 in the game. Ward hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sandy Alomar now playing second base. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Andrews strikes out. One out. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood is 0 for 4 in the game. LaHood takes first base on ball 4. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. With 3 walks. Yastrzemski strikes out. 2 outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Harrelson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 3 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. McNerney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Smith for the out. One out. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McNerney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Alomar takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Kenworthy pinch hits for Hoyt Wilhelm. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alomar moves to third. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli fields it and throws to second for the out. Alomar scores. Two outs. It's 6-3, Red Sox. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-4 in the game. Ward strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.